So the first part of 2019 has been pretty damn good in regards to the podcast. I've got a whole bunch of new listeners. Thank you, everybody, for sharing and talking about the show. I don't know if people are, I'm sure people are talking about the show. Have you heard people are talking about the podcast? No, but thank you, everybody, for sharing and subscribing and doing all that kind of stuff and spreading the word so that more people can find the podcast, because that's a wonderful thing. Remember, it's energieslovepodcast.com. That's the quickest, easiest way to find all the links and all the places and all the areas where you can download, listen. Some people still don't know what a podcast is or how to listen to one. So if you're one of those people and you don't know how to listen or where to listen, go to the website and then you can find all the links and all the places and all that jazz. But like I said, 2019 so far has been wonderful on one hand. And then on the other hand, it has been super challenging. Hence the episode you're about to listen to. But before we get into the new episode, we have a new sponsor for the podcast, InBody Yoga Academy. That sounded very like podcasty voicey. Anyways, the new sponsor for the podcast is InBody Yoga Academy, located at 1597 South, 1100 East here in Salt Lake City, Utah. InBody Academy is a center for yoga, mindfulness, and yoga therapy classes, as well as teacher trainings. InBody has over 15 years of experience training yoga teachers. The aim of the school is to guide you into greater understanding of your own gifts, both in your yoga practice and your everyday life. So if you live here in the Salt Lake Valley and you're looking for a place to start a yoga practice, try yoga for the first time, maybe you're an experienced yogi and you want to up your game a little bit, or you're interested in becoming a certified yoga instructor, I highly recommend you check out InBody. Go to their website. It's InBodyYogaAcademy.com. You can also follow them on Facebook. They have events all the time. They've got some this month in February. Yoga Pilates, I think. Next month in March, they're doing some Ayurveda. I believe that's how it's pronounced. Ayurveda? Ayurveda. I don't remember how that's pronounced. However, they've got a lot of really cool events coming up. So if you haven't, go check them out. Go follow them, go like them, and then hop in and practice some yoga. So to the new episode, to this episode. I don't quite know what to say about this episode. Stephanie and I struggle sometimes on the podcast with what do we share? How much do we share? What is private? What is not private? What's important? What's beneficial? What's good for the listener? What's good for us? What's good for whatever? We struggle in that space of trying to come up with how much is too much and what is worth sharing? What's valuable? This is one of those episodes that neither one of us really were. I was definitely more into doing it than she was. However, I really wasn't into doing it. It sucked. It was hard. We were in the middle of a fight and middle of like discontent and frustration and disconnect and pain, all sorts of different stuff that had been plaguing us. Plaguing, that makes it sound terrible. It's stuff that we were stuck in for a few days. And it was kind of coming to a head. So what a better time to sit down and record a podcast. And that's what we did. We sat down in our living room and went through it on the podcast. And now you guys get to hear it. So I don't really know what else to say about that or about this. It was a difficult episode to do. It was a difficult episode for me to go back and like edit and put together. There's a lot of stuff in it. There's a lot of vulnerability. Some of it is, there's a lot that's unspoken in the episode that if you could be in the space, which you couldn't because it's our space, but there's a lot of stuff that hopefully comes across that you feel, even though there's not a lot said at times. And that's just because that's kind of how life goes. When you've been together with somebody as long as Steph and I've been together, sometimes there's a lot. There's a lot of stuff in the silence. And anyways, I could ramble for a while. I'm uncomfortable. I'm nervous. I don't really know if this is the greatest idea in the world to put this out there. However, we're going to go ahead and do it. So sit back and relax. It's a wonderful episode of the Energy is Love podcast with Steph and Craig. And hopefully you guys enjoy. If you do, we'd love to hear it. If this episode helped you in some way, this would be the episode to reach out about, because it was difficult to put out there. So if you enjoy it, if you benefit from it, if there was something that you listened to during this episode that really helped you in some way, shape, or form, let us know, please. Shoot us an email, go to the website, Facebook, and I don't care. Just let us know, because that would be awesome. But here we go. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Energy is Love podcast.
Energy is Love.
The Energy is the Love podcast.
The Energy is Love podcast.
Energy is Love.
The Energy is Love podcast.
The podcast for the universe.
The Energy is Love podcast.
Well, I don't think the fucking neighbor's dog is ever going to stop fucking barking. So we're done sitting around waiting for the fucking neighbor's dog to stop fucking barking.
It's funny. Angel goes and we're all like, oh, sweet lady, look at her breathing. Oh, she's so tired. Neighbor's dogs, and it's all the venom.
That just needs to shut the fuck up. All I need is 10 fucking seconds of the dog to not fucking bark. But we'll be waiting here for hours. Are you situated?
I think so. Cool. Until it's time to move again. I am going to be reaching for my delicious, nutrient-rich drink. Brought to you by Broccoli Sprout. You can totally hear me drink it.
That's okay.
Like if I suck it through the straw, listen.
That sounds awesome.
That's weird. Why? I thought the straw was safe. Better than a spoon.
I think it's perfect. You can sip your broccoli sprouted straw through, or your broccoli sprouted fruit smoothie on air in the microphone.
I think you should have at least tasted it. Just one little sip.
Well, at that moment,
with a little aloe vera.
I was eating the orange and I didn't want to contaminate the orange taste that was very kind in my mouth in the moment.
You pulled faces.
I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
I think this is a good idea. I don't know why. I understand that there's a dynamic of this that isn't a good idea and
yeah,
that seems like stupid and seems... Mm-hmm. Grandstandy and seems all these kind of different fucking things.
All these things.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
Did you want to do that real quick?
Do what?
The thing that we needed to do on your phone to fix that, or can
no,
it wait?
No, let's wait.
It's not a big deal.
Well, it is. It's money, but we'll wait.
Well, money's great fucking money. Yeah, money.
It'd be nice. It's yeah. Okay. It's fine.
So I understand that it sucks mm-hmm. and that it's not the greatest idea in the world and your husband's in some way, shape, or form bringing... Like, I get that. I get that, that this is a bizarre thing. But I also think that there's a dynamic of it that's good, that's healthy, that's open, that is sharing, like, the realities of our life. And I think that that's a good thing. I don't mind doing that on the podcast. I like sharing the realities of our life. And the realities of our life are the fact that we have arguments and disagreements and fights. And... what's wrong with sharing that as well as like all the happy love and gorgeousness that we have in our relationship?
Okay.
Do you agree?
No.
You don't want to share the fight part? You don't think we should share this side of it?
I'm doing it. I just don't know what you're expecting.
I don't know what I'm expecting either. I sat there and thought about it on the ride home and I'm like, oh, this would be a pretty good idea. And then I'm like, no, it's not really a good idea because... I don't know what the fuck I'm expecting either. We don't need to go back and rehash why we're fighting or what we're fighting about. I would rather just go through the process of like what it looks like when we fight and how we get through it. Because we always get through it.
We do. I don't like public. I don't like, I'm okay to talk. See, I'm uncomfortable as shit. So I'm
play
fidgeting
with
my phone and I'm trying to...
Do
put
something
the magnet
that you never do before.
Back, like right in the perfect center, so it's aligned perfectly, and it covers the little label that I haven't taken off, so everything looks symmetrical and color coded. Everything's black. Everything's perfectly aligned. See, I can control that.
So why are you uncomfortable?
I feel like. It's easier to talk about the shit when you're through it and be like, hey, this is where we were. This is what we did. That's fine. But during it, I don't want I don't want an audience when trying to deal with shit.
That's totally understandable. Do you think that we can just pretend that there's not an audience, that there aren't people listening? Because right now at this moment, nobody's listening. We can record this and then delete it and throw it away, even though you know I'm not going to do that.
Oh, see, I just felt comfort in that. I'm like, you know what? If it's really not comfortable and I don't want to use it, there is that. Okay.
You know for a fact.
I was just ready to get real until you're like, and you know I'm not going to do that. I'm like, of course you're not going to do that.
You know for a fact, if you don't want this released, I won't release it.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Okay.
I'm glad that we've summed up a fact. We've got one fact.
I know, it's awkward. If this does get released, anybody who's listening to this right now is just going to have that uncomfortable, awkward feeling. They're like, oh my gosh, like they're watching somebody argue and like, how do I get out of this? Right? I'm just going to get away from this. I'm like, oh, good luck. Like turn the channel and
But how do you get through that?
Well, I don't sit and watch people fight unless they're funny. We're not funny.
It's uncomfortable.
It is.
We are funny, by the way.
Well, not when we're fighting.
Sometimes. Think of how often we fight and then we have a moment of levity.
Okay. Sometimes. Well, we're not funny fighters at the moment.
Funny fighters.
Funny is easy because when you start laughing, you're like, oh, yeah.
If I ever become a UFC superstar, my fight name is going to be Funny Fighter.
Funny Fighter.
Craig Funny Fighter Salazar.
Fa, fa, fa.
And then I'll do like my post-fight interview with Joe Rogan will be 2.5 minutes of...
After?
No, of stand-up.
Oh, a solid two?
A solid two.
Solid two. All right.
Oh.
Now you're thinking about the movie, aren't you? Or the series?
The show, which is something that I have been wanting to... Because I want to talk about that at some point so that people that don't know what we're talking about we'll go listen and or go watch that as well, because more people should watch that because it makes people happy.
I want to drink this while it's frozen, so I'm sorry for this.
It's not a big deal to drink it on the podcast.
You can hear I'm drinking it.
Good.
I'm not. You can be quiet. I'm really self-conscious about it.
I wrote the stupid fucking blog on vulnerability. Have you read it?
I have not read it. I didn't know it was published. I knew you wrote it. I didn't think you'd put it up yet, and you've been expressing your post-vulnerability behavior sense.
Correct. But it's not just because I wrote that.
Okay.
I'm in that space of being very conscious and aware of vulnerability, which I'm really starting to hate that fucking word, and what I do when I feel vulnerable and what vulnerability and feeling vulnerable means to me, because it's not just one word. It's a word that encompasses a massive amount of emotion and feeling for me. When I feel vulnerable, I feel this, I feel that, I feel all these kind of different fucking things. So it has the opportunity to come out in many ways, shapes, and forms. And go ahead.
I thought that was you with the car. It's like, man, you're getting loud with that. But it's Angel digging her against the fireplace, trying to reach her back.
Licking her ass.
It's her back. It's not her butt. Now she's going for her butt.
My go-to in vulnerability and avoidance of vulnerability or avoidance of the feelings associated with feeling vulnerable is disconnect and anger. That's what I do. I disconnect and I get angry. And that's what I did yesterday. I disconnected and then I got really sick. I disconnected and then I got angry. And it carried over to this morning. Mm-hmm. I did not sleep very well last night. And I woke up feeling disconnected from myself. I woke up feeling like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing waking up. I wish I was still asleep. Most mornings when I wake up, a lot of times I have like inspiration or energy or drive, or I'm excited to be awake and kind of using that space. This morning I woke up and I'm like, this is dumb. Why the fuck am I awake? I didn't feel good right off the bat. And then it just continued. You wake up and I'm angry and I'm not wanting to connect and I'm being rude and all these kind of different things. And then that triggers you and all the different ways that you cope and deal with vulnerability. And then it leads us to this fucking place where we're, oh, let's record a podcast because your husband's an idiot.
Hmm. Well, you left out some things.
Yes, what did triggered.
I disconnected. Yes, disconnected just right along with you. But then I went and did things to where I felt better and then got back in the space. And it's like, oh, yeah, we're still here.
Are you talking about this morning?
Yes, all of it.
Well, I tried to take a nap.
I didn't prevent that.
didn't say that you did prevent that. What I'm saying is, is there something that you really need to take care of on your phone? Would you like a deck of cards to occupy your hands? You know what?
Yeah, you're sitting there. You have something occupying your hands. I need something to occupy my hands.
I got something you can occupy your hands with.
See? Okay, there's a little funny. That was pretty cute.
Levity there.
Okay.
I'm talking about my...
Your what?
I was going to say something. Your peacock.
Don't be cute.
Yeah, I tried to take a nap.
You did take a nap.
I did take a nap and it felt really good, but then I woke up and I was still in there. Do you know why? Because I was scared. I was scared in the moment after waking up of like, fuck, are we still going to be like fighting with one another?
I didn't even know we were still fighting this morning.
We're not even really fighting. That's the whole fucking point.
We're fighting.
Yeah, but about what?
I don't...
See? The majority of the times... The majority of the times that we fight, it's about dumb shit.
Yeah.
It's about one little tiny insignificant incident, but what we're really fighting about is within ourselves and the disconnection and the resistance to feeling all of these different things that we feel. We're fighting about vulnerability or the avoidance thereof and our patterns and our routines and our behaviors that it oftentimes don't really jive with one another. So that's what we fight about. But we choose to fight about, instead of fighting about that, instead of diving into that, we're like, well, let's pick some insignificant fucking dumb thing. You did this, you did that, and then we'll fight about that. I don't like that. I don't like doing that.
Then stop.
Okay. Now we can proceed with a happy fucking episode of the Energy is Love podcast.
Yeah, like this is, you're...
I'm talking super fast.
You're, and fine, it's really hard to try and figure out where I'm going to fit in this conversation. You're too angry to talk. I don't...
That too is something else that I do. I take control.
I didn't say you were taking control.
I did.
Said I... It was difficult for me to be in the space. I didn't say you were controlling the space. It was difficult for me to be in it.
I did. That's another thing that I do. When I'm afraid, when I'm scared, when I don't want to feel what I'm feeling, then I overcompensate and I take control of the situation so that I feel like I have some power, because I really feel powerless to the things that I am feeling. So I'm going to shut up for a minute and you talk. What are your thoughts in regards to all the shit that I just got done fucking saying? And you see how hard it is for me to say, to shut up?
Did you just tell me shut up?
No. I just said I was going to shut up, and then the next very breath I fucking continue to ramble and speak. So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to get it.
I like it when you talk. I don't like it when you... I don't know what to call it. I don't know. What do I think about it? Well, I am still stuck in the fact that... See, I heard it. You didn't even have to tell me to get back by the mic. This is really super uncomfortable. I'm really uncomfortable. It's been uncomfortable all morning. I'm uncomfortable right now. I'm uncomfortable sitting in the same room. I'm uncomfortable putting this out there. And I'm... My defense is right now because I feel like I'm cornered. So... My initial thing is, you know, I kind of want to disconnect and retreat and get out of the way of this, and you go ahead and be pissed off, and I'm going to be over here doing my thing and ignore that. And now that I feel cornered, I'm like defensive, and I'm like, oh yeah, well, I'm going to start pointing out your stuff. You want to fight? You want me sitting right here? Well, by all means, like, I can do this. Let me point out all these things, and which seem very justifiable. I'm like, no, yeah, you're totally doing that, right? Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you're being such a jerk. I'm sure that you're using this as an excuse. You're using it as a, what, you know, all these things. So whenever I've had that realization, which may or may not trigger you because it wasn't my own realization, it was from working on things that if I'm 100% sure on something, then like something being somebody's fault, and I should make that my own as well. But if I'm 100% sure that it's your fault, what am I doing?
Nothing. Keep going.
Then that is the biggest indication that it is far more to do with me than the other person. Or at least it's split. If I'm 100% sure that you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing this, then okay, it's time to take a break and look at myself. That feels like crap too. So when I'm able to sit in a space and it's like, okay, where's my role? And then things make sense. I can see my part, the other parts, things just kind of are. Until the opposite end, which everything's my fault. And then it's that same crappy thing, fine in that middle. So I don't know. I also ramble. I ramble when I'm uncomfortable and I get on a thought and on a tangent and I just go to town. I love
how you look up.
It's, I don't want to look at you.
I know, but you're looking up above into the space of like all your ramblings and you're like, pull that out, pull that out, pull that out, pull that out. And in the meantime, like if you just look straight fucking forward, you'd get to the fucking thing that really needs to come out.
My heart hurts and I'm going to cry. So I don't want to look at you. I'm upset and I'm sad and I don't want to look at you. This is hard. I'm on a stupid podcast. So we can sit here and do this on a stupid podcast. So I feel really upset. I'm uncomfortable and I'm sad and I don't want to sit in it. So I don't know what to say right now. Now I feel really stupid. So
I'm trying to see my patterns. I'm trying to see my routines and my behaviors that I would like to shift out of and change. So I try to bring awareness to them. One of the things that I realize I do on some level, and then I have to look at it further and further and further when I get upset. If I just look at whenever I'm triggered and I get angry, is that a moment of, because anger's fine. Anger's a justifiable expression of frustration, tension, whatever. There's nothing wrong with expressing anger. But is it that true expression of that feeling for me, or is it a disconnect from what I'm really feeling underneath it? So I have to look at that. And then I look at a lot of times when I start to get angry and I start to get triggered, then I look at everything you're doing wrong. So I deflect even further by distancing myself from what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling or what I could potentially be doing to contribute to this situation. And I just look at everything that you're doing wrong. And all of those things start standing out. So I use that as a reminder. If I find myself starting to do that with the simplest fucking things of like dryer sheets. We joke and laugh about our fucking dryer sheets.
Does it really make you mad?
No, it doesn't make me mad. But I'm just using it as a simple, safe example to put on the podcast so that I don't embarrass you further. Dryer sheets. You leave dryer sheets all over the place. You do laundry and then dryer sheets just magically appear everywhere because they aren't picked up and thrown in the garbage.
They fall. I grab the load of laundry and then I move to the location and they somehow wiggle out of the laundry that I'm trying to shuffle into the room.
But they're not invisible.
They are, apparently.
They're not see-through invisible dryer sheets.
My vibration's too high to see dryer sheets. Vibration's too
high. They're fairy blankets. I leave them for the fairies.
Yes. See, that was way better.
The fairies need them to keep warm. So I leave them around for the fairies.
Like fairy blankets.
That's funny.
I really wish I would have thought of that. That's pretty pretty. That's exactly what's happening in my subconscious.
So when I start to do that, then I slow down or attempt to slow down and look at, okay, am I doing that because I'm really feeling, you know, my anger and then my anger is hiding this. So I tried to do that today, this morning. After you left and you ran down to the grocery store, that's what I was trying to do, was sit there and be like, fuck, I'm really being an asshole. I'm really being rude. Like when you came and put Asher's tissues and water and I barked at you, barked for lack of a better term. It's not like I stood up and tipped the coffee table over and threw my coffee mug against the fucking wall, but I snapped at you for like, why the fuck are you doing this? And I didn't say that. I didn't use those words, but I got upset. And I'm like, that's really, really stupid. Do you know what I mean? Really stupid. Why did I say that? What am I disconnecting from? Why am I choosing to interact in anger as opposed to what I'm really feeling? So then it's like, what am I really feeling? And then I'm like, God damn it. And there's times, Stephanie, where I don't care. I don't care what I'm really feeling. I don't care about the fucking process. I don't care about the journey. I don't care about the analyzing. I don't care about the connecting. I don't want to slow down and feel what I'm feeling because I don't fucking care. There's a lot of times where I don't want to do that, where I get so fucking exhausted in that space, because in that space, I feel even further into the space of like fuck up, loser, pathetic, broken, not worthy. So it's like, let's slow down and fill into that more and more and more. And I understand completely that that's the process. And I understand completely that in order to get to the point where I don't feel that stuff so much and so consistently, I have to do exactly that, slow down and fucking feel through it more and more and more. And then there's lots of times that I'm like, you know what? I don't fucking want to. I'm going to sit in my disconnected, grumpy ass fucking place of pushing away everybody that wants to come close and just pout and throw fits and get angry and look for reasons to be furthered angered, so then I can disconnect even more. And I do that. And I don't know how to stop doing that. And I want nothing more than to stop doing that. On our way home today, on our way to Tooele. Tooele is the town, the next town over from the small little podunk fucking town that we live in. It's a sweet, beautiful city at the base of a beautiful mountain full of methamphetamine and heroin. On our way to Tooele, I was thinking about when we were going to come back home and what I was going to do just to disconnect and pull away because I didn't want to be in the situation anymore. I was going to come home and I was going to go outside and I was going to take the Christmas lights down and then I was going to come inside and take a shower and then I was going to get in the van and I was going to leave to go pick up Maddie. That's what I was going to do. And then on the way home, we got back into the car and you were trying. I could tell that you were trying. So then I feel like a dumbass for not trying. Then I feel like a dick for not trying. So then on the drive home, I think, let's try something else. Rather than me coming home and doing what I wanted to do, and wanted is a word, but you know, what I really want is to be connected to you. Rather than coming back home and doing what I was going to do, what else could we do? So that's why we're recording a podcast. That's why we're sitting down doing a fucking episode, because your husband thought this was the last thing that I really wanted to do. Although I want to connect with you. And we're 20 fucking minutes in and I already feel better.
I don't know what to do in this moment. Like, you're clear over there and I want to reach out for you. I just want to hold your hand. I don't want to hug you. I don't want to make it better. Not doing any of that. I don't want, definitely don't want you to make me feel better. But I just kind of want to hold your hand. Just sit there and be like, whoa, like, I don't even know how this happened. Like, how'd we get here? Let's keep trudging through the mud till we get there.
That is one of the hardest things for me to do.
I know. That's why I sit clear over here. That's why you sat me clear over here.
I sat you clear over there so the microphone stand works better.
Uh-huh.
We can look at one another. And the sound quality for a fucking podcast is better.
Okay.
But it's hard for me to let you reach out and hold my hand. The simplest act of just holding my hand in moments of pain. I don't want connection. I don't want to feel, essentially, is what it boils down to. And if I hold your hand, then I have to feel. If I let you comfort me, I have to feel.
It's not comfort. Sorry.
What is it then?
It's togetherness.
Connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to feel that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, this is not healthy. I recognize that that's what I feel. And I don't want to feel that way. And it's really, really hard for me to allow that to take place and to happen.
It's hard to kill.
And I feel better when I do. We had one of those recently. Because we've been fighting about dumb shit a lot lately. Why do you think we've been fighting about dumb shit a lot lately?
I don't know, because you start to say one thing and then go off and next thing you know, we're talking about something different?
That's why we fight about dumb shit lately.
Yeah. Ask me a question, I go to answer it, and you change it there. Just right there, you were trying to talk about connection. We had one of those moments recently, and then you're like, oh, we've been fighting a lot lately. Why have we been fighting a lot lately?
Part of the reason why I don't wait for you to talk is because I'm trying to take control of the situation and talk faster in order to avoid what I'm feeling. So it's, I really want to hear what you have to say. And I understand that the way that you work and kind of your mode of operating is a much different mode of mine. When you disconnect, it takes you a long time to turn back on and to reconnect, because it takes you a long time to feel safe enough to speak anything. And it's that whole dynamic of what I described the other day, where it's like, well, I'll just jump and figure shit out on the way down, and you'll sit there and wait until you feel safe enough to jump. And I'm all off the cliff, we'll figure this shit out on the way fucking down. I'm frightened as shit and scared, but at least I'm in the moment of that. And you're like, well, I got to be very careful about how I step and what I say, because things aren't safe right now. And I get that. So I ask you a question that I very, very much want the answer to. I want to hear what you have to say, but because it takes you a moment to feel safe enough to speak your words, I don't have the patience for that, because I'm forcing through what I'm feeling. And I recognize that. And that those two things actually help one another, I think. Those two personality traits or coping mechanisms or however we want to fucking label them, I think are good reminders for both of us. And I said that the other day too. Sometimes you need to jump quicker. Sometimes I need to sit.
Well, sometimes I jump too quick. That's why I like to take my time.
You don't jump too quick. I've
definitely jumped too quick.
You just don't trust yourself when you jump.
I've got a good track record.
I think so.
It's okay. Sometimes drinking through straws are loud.
Did you get a broccoli sprout?
I don't know.
So I don't know what to say now. I'd really like it if you would ramble like I did, so then I didn't have to. But that's not how you work.
I literally was taking a breath to speak.
I'm going to get up and get some duct tape, and I'm going to put it over my mouth. So then I can't speak.
I'm nervous in this moment. Please. I know that pisses you off.
That doesn't piss me off.
It does, because we've had that. And I just caught myself because I just decided I'm not going to tell you that I'm scared to talk. I'm not going to tell you that I'm scared anymore, because that's such a triggering thing. So, well, I stayed true to that. I didn't tell you that I was scared, but then I tell you that I'm nervous. I'm kind of feeling like... I got emotional, a little sad, so now I'm defensive, and I'm kind of feeling like, what is the point? What's the point? You don't want to listen for me to speak. You don't want me to comfort you. You don't want any of this. You want to disconnect. Well, by all means, then, go for it. Why? You don't want anything that I have, so I don't want to give you anything that I have. That doesn't work for you? Fine. Go. I'm going to give myself a hug, because that works for me. So I'm having a hard time coming up with something to say to you right now, because, boy, I don't think you're going to be able to air this. God, I'm so tired. I'm very much getting into, like, my head's going. I'm tired. I don't see the point. It just keeps going back and forth. So I'm definitely getting more into cover up of feelings as opposed to feeling them, because I don't want to feel sad. I'm frustrated. I don't know how to do this right now. Like, I can't even remember what I was supposed to be answering. I'm disconnected and...
What are we fighting about again?
Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, really, what am I supposed to do? I can't... This is bullshit. This doesn't need to go out there for people. We can talk about how we get through this, but you're like, hey, I'm over here. Everything pisses me off. I don't want your connection. I don't want your touch. I feel like a damn fool for sitting here trying with you. Sometimes you're just like, what the fuck am I doing? You know, you don't want it. Fine. Go. I'm pissed off now. Now this is the other side. Either I cry or I get mad, or you know what? I just can do my own thing. Like, go take care of me. Fuck it.
I wasn't saying those things.
I know.
That's not the truth.
It kind of is.
That's the truth of my reaction and my behavior. That's not the truth of what I really want.
Well, that's the truth of what you give me.
Okay. But that's the outward shield. That's the behavior. That's the fucking shit that I don't want anymore. So I try to talk about it and understand it and express it, because what I really want is connection with you and connection with myself. When I disconnect and I get all fucking angry, I'm not sitting there thinking about Craig and how wonderful he is.
When is it really safe? When do you really... You say you want to talk, you want connection, and that's when you're looking for a fight. And so no matter what I say, like earlier, I said, I'm scared. Boom. It's all you needed. I could have sighed. I could have tripped over my goddamn shoelace. That would have been it. That's what you needed for the fight to go on. And then you say you want to talk, you want to connect, and you actually mean it, and it's time to step in. And I'm like, what? And meanwhile, I'm over here wanting to hold your hand. Just wanting to sit next to you. Hold your hand and, like, look at you and feel you when we talk. To feel you, to feel something from you. To feel like, okay, where are we at? That's probably why I don't want to talk, is because I can feel the shit when you're like, go ahead, say something. I want to talk. What do you think? And I'm like, mm-mm. I don't really want to. Need to listen to that. Let you be mad if I don't talk. That's fine. I know I'm frustrating you right now. I feel like you kind of want to talk.
I just want to hear what you have to say.
About what? What do you want to hear?
Do you like this? Podcast? I know you don't like this. I'm not talking about the fucking podcast.
No, but it's not just all about me. It's not just up to me.
What I mean is, do you like this dynamic of how we communicate in pain or lack thereof communication? Do you like how we disconnect in pain and fear and vulnerability? No, you don't.
You know that answer. Why do you come out like that? You're like, do you like this? Do you like what you're doing?
That's the point of what I'm trying to do and what you're trying to do. So we have to do it more. I'm not sitting there like, this is me and I'm trying to do this and you're not even coming to the party. Like, you're like, what's the point? This is the point. The point is, we want to do this better. How do we do it better? Well, we have to realize what the fuck we're doing and why, in some regards, so that we can do better.
This isn't going out. I can't do it. We're not communicating. We're sitting here. We're still fighting. I can't talk.
Why can't you talk?
Because, not to make you angry, because I am sad and I am scared. And it's like I forget how to speak when I'm sad and scared. I forget how to breathe when I'm sad and scared. So I just need to slow down a little bit. I felt like I had slowed down this morning. It was nice. And then my God, I just don't know. I just don't know. I'm find it hard to I feel like a joke right now. I feel like this is such a I agree to things with you that I don't want. I don't want to sit here and have a fight on a podcast with you. But you want it, so what? Okay. And when it hurts like this, I feel like my pain is a reward for you. So fuck you. You don't get it. So I shut off even more. Pretty sure that one has less to do with you than that one does me. Pretty sure that's a past thing for me, but whatever. It's what it feels like. Fucking prance me around. I'm not a joke. I'm not your display. I'm not. And now I'm afraid to turn it off. You wanted this, this is a mistake.
What's a mistake?
Doing this. You're not. I can't feel you from over there. What I'm feeling isn't great. Talk to you, kind of be close. Don't worry, I don't want to hold your hand right now. But I would like to feel your heart. And I can't feel your heart. And I'm not close to the microphone.
Why is it that you don't want to hold my hand right now?
Because right now I don't want to touch you either. I don't want to feel that.
Because you're feeling a bunch of shit, right?
I don't want to feel any more crap. I want to feel your heart. I don't want to feel like any more anger, just like, take it.
That's what I'm talking about.
What?
That's why I don't want to hold your hand either.
Okay, so I feel like shit when you hold my hand. Well, here's a thought. Maybe we shouldn't be holding hands.
See, that's not what I said at all. I didn't say you feel like shit when I hold your hand.
I don't want to hold your hand right now because I don't think you're going to feel good because it hurts right now because I'm feeling all the...
Because you're feeling a bunch of shit. But that doesn't mean that I am shit or that I feel like shit.
I want to feel your heart.
And the only way for you to feel my heart is if I open up my heart. You can't feel my heart unless I open up my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't open up my heart if I'm feeling like shit. I want to feel your heart too, Stephanie.
Wow. I got her on lockdown at the moment.
Fucking furnace is going to kick on.
Wow, you can really hear it?
Yeah. I'm going to throw a playing card at the thing.
Would you like me to get up and turn it off?
No.
I'm sitting here drinking my broccoli smoothie.
It says fucking 70. I can fucking see it. Why did it kick on?
I don't know.
God damn it. I'm turning it off.
Told you I'd do it.
I know, but it's easier for me too.
I don't see that. You really should have had some of the smoothie. It's not too late. It's almost too late.
The bottom of the jar.
It's pretty
the
good.
The last little bit of the smoothie. I don't think that's going to be the best part.
It actually is. And still cold. I'm getting a little bit of a brain freeze.
How often do I talk about life as a practice?
Constantly.
Does it annoy you when I do that? It annoys me sometimes when I do that. I want to tell myself to shut the fuck up.
I don't want to tell you to shut up. It's not annoying when you say that. It's just sometimes it doesn't feel like... Sometimes it feels like you're reading a script. As opposed to what you're feeling, but that's probably just because... Can't tell if that's like strawberry or what. Anyways, it's probably just because like it's the same thing everybody does. Like I say nice things to myself. I say mantras, especially when I'm feeling like shit, especially when I don't believe them. So that's like the best time, right? Keep things going smooth.
It's just my fucking way of reminding myself to not be so hard on myself that I suck at this.
You don't suck.
I'm sucking at it right now.
Well, I have a jewel that just fell off my ass.
It's because you are nothing but fucking...
I'm so shiny.
Farting diamonds.
It was totally on my butt. It's like, these are so stupid. Why did they put these on pants?
Why did they bedazzle asses?
Why? It's so dumb. And then you have like weird little things that come off. And
my favorite is when men wear the bedazzled ass jeans.
Sparkly man ass.
That's some toxic masculinity, if you ask me.
Well, I don't know what it is. I don't like it on my girl jeans, but.
But you like a bedazzled man ass?
No, I do not. I do not like a bedazzled man ass. Even on, like, I don't know, I'm a pretty big fan of your ass, so I would like it on your ass just because it's your ass. But, like, I'd prefer if you didn't. Like, it doesn't matter. You wear whatever you want. If you like sparkly man ass, I would love it. But I'm okay that you don't.
The pants I'm that okay I'm wearing that right don't. Now, I have been wearing for the last 3 days.
Maybe it's time we bedazzle them or vajazzle them.
Oh, they're bedazzled.
They're bedazzled.
They've got some dirt, some swass.
Some swass.
There's some swamp ass some going on.
Is there swalls? Is
swalls?
That a thing? Swass and swalls?
Is that swamp balls? I like that.
You like swamp balls?
Yeah, swalls.
Swalls?
Balls
definitely get swampy. Is that like you're killing me swalls?
You're killing me swalls. I don't know what to do, dear. I just want it all to go away immediately, and it's not, and it's frustrating. We have such deep connection and love.
Nobody would ever believe it from this one.
Well, listen to some of the other ones, then dumbasses, and you'll believe it then. I don't care what... Do you know what I mean?
You do care. You put this out there.
Yeah, I do.
I don't want it.
I wonder why. Not why you don't want it. I wonder why I put it out sometimes.
You mean it as a whole?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
I wonder that.
Because it's good. Because you have something of value to say.
Because who fucking cares, though?
I do.
Do you know what I mean?
The people that listen do. When you hear something and it resonates with you, do you care?
Yes.
All right, then. There you go. I'm talking about this episode. This is the questioning. This is the one.
It hasn't gone out yet.
You're right. It's probably not going to.
It's not live.
I know. It's live in my heart, though. It hurts.
That's so important to share, though.
I'm okay with sharing pain. I'm okay with sharing that stuff. Like, I cannot, this is not, like, I don't know what you were looking for. If you're like, hey, this is how healthy couples fight 101. I'm sorry. I don't think we displayed that. I'm sitting over here, like, either trying not to cry, focusing on my fruit smoothie that I mentioned, I don't know, 86 times because it's a safe topic, or wanting to, like, game on motherfucker with you. Like sometimes I'm like glove up, I don't know, throwing shoe or putting on earrings just so I can take the hoops out kind of thing. I don't know. I go from, I got this on my own, give me my space, leave me alone. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's a defense mechanism. You don't want to be close to me, so immediately. It's not like, okay, I understand. I'm tired of understanding. So it's like, fuck you. Get away.
You say that.
I know I say that.
And I have to know, do you realize I'm saying I don't want to be close to you, not because of you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I hear. It's, I don't want to be close to you, but it has nothing to do with you. Like, I know that, but that's not what it feels like.
Okay.
And it's all, oh, see, I'm getting too mad. It starts to hurt, so I get angry. And then I would rather, you know, I do all these things. I do all these things when you're not looking, and I tell you, you don't see me when I'm happy. You don't see this. I do all these things. Dance, sing songs, I move. I really like. See, just because of that right there, my throat just immediately closed off.
What did you feel?
Like, I'm not supposed to share that because that's just for me. And if I share it, it's not going to feel like that anymore. And sometimes by myself is the only time I have that sanctuary. I don't know.
Do you like when I dance around the kitchen and sing fucking songs?
Very much.
Do you like when I, like, literally do my dancing?
You dancing? I like you dancing.
And a good song comes on. And I turn it up and I lip sync. I don't lip sync.
Word for word.
I karaoke. Like a pro. I karaoke poorly to it while I'm dancing.
It's kind of beautiful.
You like that, right?
I love that.
What if I didn't share that with you because I felt foolish and silly? And that you would judge me for that. And that you wouldn't love me because I didn't dance well or I sang poorly.
You don't sing poorly. And you do dance well.
What if I didn't share that with you?
I know the point. I don't know, because if you didn't share it, then I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know that part.
But so having known that now,
I would be very sad. I would be sad.
You wouldn't get to see a part of me.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that anyways.
We need to do better there. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Like, this is a part of me that sucks. So I'm trying to show it to you. So that I don't just wall up and disconnect.
Don't poke me in the eye for looking at it. Show me your stuff.
It's so hard. Look.
I'm not afraid of your stuff.
Do you get that?
I do get that.
It's so hard.
But I'm not afraid of your stuff. I'm afraid of what you don't show me, and I'm afraid to look at things when
you
smack my hand for looking at it.
But then you say I'm scared.
Yes, because I'm stepping up to the plate.
So how am I supposed to say, because in the breath of I'm not afraid, and then the next breath is I'm scared.
My breaths.
So when you said that earlier today in the car.
Yes.
And then we got caught up in the shutdown shit of me being a dick and being disconnected and walled up. And I know you didn't call me a dick.
No, I didn't.
I'm saying that of myself.
You shouldn't.
What I did was I thought about why I did that. And I just keep thinking about this space of vulnerability, communication, expression, shutdown, disconnect, anger, wall up, the ways that I cope and all these coping mechanisms. I keep picturing myself as a little fucking boy. And I keep trying to think about why that little fucking boy created these behaviors and these habits and what that looked like and why. So I think about, because I told you that as soon as you said that, I thought I fucked up again. Here I go. I can't do anything right. And then I think, because that's what I talked about yesterday and why we fucking started this rigmarole bullshit of like, oh, I hurt somebody that I love. Somebody's mad at me. I did something wrong. What did you do wrong? I have no idea. I have no way of pinpointing what I did wrong. I don't know what I did wrong. I was just doing this thing and now I did something wrong. So I think about this little boy and how often that little boy probably felt that way. Somebody's upset. Somebody's mad. Are they mad at you? I don't know. I think they are. It looks like they are. I feel like they are. What did you do wrong? I don't know. I was just playing. I was just doing something and now they're mad at me. What are you going to do? I don't know. I'm going to try to hide so that they're not mad at me anymore. I'm going to be really quiet. I'm going to be really upset. Like, I'm not going to feel what I'm feeling. I'm going to, because I don't want them to be mad at me again. So I try to think about that little boy in the context of vulnerability and what I'm feeling. And then it kind of starts to make sense. And then it kind of starts to make sense in my analytical brain of why I behave the way that I do as a soon-to-be 38-year-old fucking man. Not a 6-year-old little fucking boy. And that makes me mad that I'm behaving like a 6-year-old little fucking boy, but it makes sense.
So maybe that's why you get mad at me when I'm scared. It's not because you're mad at me for being that and think that I'm attacking you or that you've done something wrong. Maybe part of it is that you know what I'm feeling in that moment. So that triggers what you're feeling. Like, you know, you just like gave me Forrest Whitaker eye, so you don't know what the hell I'm saying.
Don't be mean to Forrest Whitaker.
I love the forest. All the forest. The running and the squinting. I make inappropriate bad jokes when I'm uncomfortable. What I was trying to say is, yeah, I know what it's like to be afraid and want to be quiet and not get in trouble and pull away. So maybe just saying that part of that, if I'm scared, that maybe there's like the little boy in you is resonating with the little girl in me that's like, oh, she's scared. I don't know. Maybe you could see when I'm scared that I tell you I'm scared. I'm not hiding behind the couch from you. I'm telling you I'm scared. Sometimes I'm ready to square up with you, but it makes it sound like we knocked down, drag out. That's not the case. Clearly, I am very skilled at battle of wits, so my silver tongue takes care of all of that. Maybe it's like, oh, she's scared, but she trusts me enough to show up. She's telling me she's scared, but look at it. I'm safe enough for her to stand in front of when she's scared and tell you.
That was a big epiphany that you had just recently. And by recently, I mean 45 minutes ago, an hour ago. That at least you tell me when you're scared. And that's a behavior that you didn't used to have.
Right.
I didn't see it that way until you said it. And then it made perfect fucking sense. So I'm definitely going to keep that in the forefront of my mind when you tell me that you're scared. Not as a way of internalizing it as I scare my wife and I beat myself up for that, but as, okay, she's expressing that. That's a good thing. That's a good sign. That's her taking the first step into the space of vulnerability and expressing something to me. I like that a lot.
I don't know how to continue right now.
Oh, what are you feeling so strongly?
Only word I can say. It feels so, wow, it's quite an echo when I'm away. Why does it do that? I felt safe in that moment. It came overwhelming of like, oh, it's okay, I can take a breath. It's okay. Finally, what I felt and what I meant was hurt. I don't have to keep correcting myself and trying to make it better and doing it fucking wrong.
That's a beautiful thing to feel. That makes me so happy that you felt that. that made the last hour worth it.
It's really hard to find the strength to talk when everything comes out wrong. Until we have these moments. And I tell you, I'm scared. Instead of hearing what just came out, what was expressed. Every time you heard past tense, but further clarification, that I'm scared because of you. That you're scary to me. It just sucks. It sucks for both of us. I wouldn't really, it would be hard to hear. I wasn't saying that. I know, you know. So now I'm just going to, I don't know what to say. I'm too open right now. So I'm nervous. I feel very exposed. Very. I feel very, very naked.
I wish you were naked.
not the good naked. Just the unprotected. I feel unprotected.
You only have one good naked, baby.
I know. It's really hard to find.
No.
I had to.
You are only good naked.
I'm no. only good naked?
Oh, all fuck. Right,
man.
Just digging a hole.
No, I'm pretty happy.
Your naked is only good. There we go. You don't have a bad naked.
I don't have a bad naked.
That's good. That's better.
Metaphorical naked.
That one is good as well.
Well, I like yours too.
We should do a naked podcast.
I'm like right now. How's that? Why not? My soul's naked.
How
might
funny
as well
would that be?
Take my boobs out.
We could do a whole episode naked.
Nobody would know. We could do every episode naked.
We do unless every episode naked.
Ha ha ha.
And then be like, wait a minute, I think you have guests on sometimes.
It's they're naked too. That's how it goes.
When we go up into the mountains and hike and record up there, we should do those ones naked.
Absolutely do those ones naked.
That would be way cool.
Maybe I'll even, we might not even have to wait till summer. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, next winter.
Next winter.
Doing better with my cold showers.
Do you not feel better in this moment? Slightly. Does it not feel some part of like levity brought into your chest cavity?
I do. But no, my walls are down, so now is the fun part of I have to fill it all, so I'm just gonna be booby and sad because, you know, now the dam broke. I took it down, took the walls down, and you took them down. Whatever happens now, all that has to sit here and wash through me. All the pieces that I've been, I don't know, holding up again, strong arm my way through, I don't know, picking up, throwing on my back, saying, I got this, forward march, you know, all those pieces now, I'm like, oh, okay, so I have to fill all those. So that's the hard part, so yeah, I feel better, but now I get to feel a lot. So now I'm going to be booing all day.
Sun's out, tits out. What's the tits up?
Tits up. Yeah.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you too. Oh my God. It is really challenging for me to be. I like expressing my joy, my happy, and my encouragement. Like expressing, I feel like there's no holds on that. Like, I let that out. I'm feeling empowered. I like empowering. I like doing that. I can let all that out. But I struggle on the side. His side's hard. I can talk about pain after. Be like, oh, yeah, this sucked. This is hard. Here are some of the things. Like, I can talk about the after. But, like, right here, not during it. I do not like sharing this. This is hard. I like to do this by myself. It's not going to stop. So you're going to have to talk, because otherwise all you're going to hear is me sitting here sniffing, because dam's broke. It's going to take a while. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to be booby because it's been holding up for a while. So it's just going to happen all day. It's just going to be trickling out. So you got to talk, because you're just staring at me.
This moment right now, this is the moment that I often think about when we're not in this moment, when we're in the other moments of disconnect and pain and frustration. And I'm like, we're so fucking stupid. And I say we, because you and I both are, but I think about myself a lot of like, why do you do this? Because I love this moment.
And this, crying uncontrollably.
I love feeling you, Steph.
I'm sorry, I have to make jokes. I'm super uncomfortable. I don't mean to do that. I'm just super uncomfortable. And I'm like, let's start laughing. Let's make it better. Let's start laughing.
Let's make it better, but there's nothing wrong.
We're not laughing. I like laughing.
Well, this is the comedy podcast.
It is. There's...
We're number one in comedy podcasts. Is somebody here?
They're doing something to our water. Are they turning it on?
Cocksuckers.
They better not. It's February 1st. They're not, right? What is he doing?
I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, God, is it Comcast? Are they at the water? Are they...
I wish we lived in the South where we could go out on the front porch with a shotgun.
Get off my lawn. Yeah, let's try it. This is a small town. We need a shotgun.
I know what happens when that happens.
Wait, no.
Somebody goes to jail, and it's usually the person with the shotgun.
So, okay, never mind. I was going to try and be funny, but then I was just like, yeah, it's not funny. That's stupid. So yeah. I stopped. We'll give it to the dog.
I don't know what to say either.
I'm sorry. You were being sweet and...
But you don't have to apologize.
I am apologizing for cutting you off because...
It's okay.
My feelings were too... It's like that raw nerve, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Too exposed.
It's a lot to fill. It is a dam that breaks open. It's all the metaphors that we like to use to describe this shit. My favorite that I've come up with as of late is the fucking ocean.
Been doing a lot of ocean breathing.
Standing there.
What do I do? What are you looking at?
Didn't do anything.
What are you looking at?
I'm trying to decide why it bonks.
Oh, am I bonking it?
I don't know how.
Oh, sorry. There.
That one bonked.
Well, I fixed it.
That wasn't it.
I don't know.
It is.
Well, Craig's feeling better. He's getting all anal about the sound again.
It's the stool. Move the stool slightly. There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Shit has been doing it the whole time?
No. Yes, but not bad. A little bit.
I was not aware.
I was.
So, okay, let's hit on that. Like, how in the moment were you if you were focused on the sound?
In the moments of deep moments, I was very much there. Very, very much there. But, like, you like to bring awareness to the guy in our front yard.
Okay. Touché.
I like to bring awareness to the slight thing that stood out to me in the moment to disconnect from the massive amount of, from the big wave that just knocked us on our ass.
Okay.
But we get to get it up and laugh. And
especially because I'm like, hey, you're not really being present, are you? You're like, I don't know. Who's in the neighborhood, babe? Because apparently you've got tabs on all that right now. Okay. I hear you.
I love... you should... Oh, fuck. There's so many things.
I should what?
No, I'm being dumb now. Well, I'm thinking about all these different ways of us to...
If it's funny, let's do it. I like laughter.
No, I'm... Because you're like, I got tabs on everybody that's in the neighborhood. And then it makes me think about like 411. Oh, and I get the greatest kick out of Twilla County 411. If you don't live in Twilla County, Facebook Twilla County 411 and become a member just so that you can enjoy. Oh, but it's so funny. No. There's so much gold there.
Well, there is, but you know what? I don't understand why you spend so much time there.
I don't spend so much time there.
Like, people have to tell me if they tag me for something. They have to let me know because they know otherwise. What?
But
if you don't tell me, if you've tagged me in something or put me on there, what's going to happen?
I don't know what's going to happen.
Wow. Okay. I'm never going to see it.
Yes.
Well, and Craig's going to keep up with the conversation. Sorry. I'm really uncomfortable. So now I'm going to get feisty. Now I'm going to get like pokey.
So let's talk about the marvelous Miss Maisel.
No.
Why?
I don't know. I don't. So I'm afraid if this part of the podcast is where it gets good and we start funny and you're like, oh, we have to put it out there now because of this and you're going to have to put it out there. And I'm going to be like, okay. And I'm like, there was just a lot of breathing and unhealthy conversation, unhealthy communicating.
I don't think it was unhealthy conversation or unhealthy communication in the slightest. I think what we were doing beforehand was the unhealthy part. And what we just did was the healthy part.
Yeah, the last 10 minutes of it.
Well, sometimes it takes a little bit to get there.
Well, some people take a minute before they jump because they're smart.
Because we're stubborn. I said we.
But I'm not that stubborn though. I'm pretty good with the flow. Like not good with the flow. I don't like the flow. The flow's, I'm like, okay, fine, flow. We're going this way. So where else is the flow going? I shuck and jive with the flow, but I don't say absolutely no flow. We're not going this way.
So if we're not going to talk about The Marvelous Miss Maisel, then what else are we going to talk about? It is a great show.
We don't have anything else to talk about. It's either we argue like stupid Facebook. I'm upset. Don't ask me why. I'll just be vague in the comments. So everybody files up or the stupid big old social media rants for attention. And it's on a podcast. That's what it feels like. It feels like attention seeking garbage.
Okay.
So it's that. Or it's Miss Maisel or nothing.
This isn't attention seeking garbage.
Totally feels like it.
Do you remember a few episodes ago? You said that you wanted to be more open on the podcast.
I didn't mean I wanted to have a real-time argument with you on the podcast.
But this was real.
So's happy.
Yeah.
And we so get to sex. Share. Do you want to have sex on the podcast with me?
No.
Do you want the world to hear the sex sounds? Like, that's real. Like, this is what... It doesn't sound like that, but thanks for that.
Yeah, you don't sound anything
Everybody's
like that.
Everybody's going to think of, like, wow, that's intense. That's why they're fighting. She sounds like that. No wonder she's picking fights. Oh. You wouldn't want to snuggle up next to that either, so we're just going to pick fights. Oh, God, she's got that look in her eye. Quick, tell her she's ugly. What?
Oh, heavens. This was not a social media rant for attention.
It's So the marvelous Miss Maisel, right? Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
It is.
We should go watch an episode of it so we can laugh. You don't want to.
I do.
Christmas lights down.
I do want to watch an episode of it so we can laugh. But we only have like four more left.
I want to watch it again.
I know, but...
Okay, here's the thing. You cannot binge. Seriously, we watch what? We have... This is why we're fighting, because we've been in bed. Well, let me rephrase that. We have not been doing the connection in bed. The sex sounds that sound like dying donkeys, apparently. We've just been lying, watching shows. We found a show that we liked, and we didn't move. We turned into...
That has nothing to do with why we've been fighting.
Dark room, not doing anything, no activity, no air, no light, TV, even though it was really, really, really good TV, and you might watch an entire season in a day if you have 8 hours to kill because it's that good. But that's not healthy. I get depressed, obviously. I need air, I need light, I need movement, or I get sick and just feel like shit.
I see that.
You do too. Yeah, everybody does. I think that's a human thing.
I agree. And we have also done a super good job of feeding our body tons and tons of sugar and trash and garbage. And that is always incredibly...
I'm eating broccoli sprouts.
Yeah,
now.
Keep sipping your broccoli sprouts, telling yourself that you didn't fucking start off the day with... Actually, you've been doing good today.
Yeah, today's been good. We don't need to talk about yesterday.
Or the day before or last week.
Or, yeah, but today.
But today that's, I think that's part of the reason why we've been fighting. At least for me.
You know, it absolutely is, because I know that there's times when I've been doing good and we've been doing good and we've been eating really healthy, and I see you go for something that's not healthy. I'm like, oh, fuck. He's looking for the disconnect. We're going to fight about something. And so.
Thanks, babe.
Oh.
I'm teasing you right now. I'm teasing you.
Yeah, but. I have intentionally made those choices. Yes, my throat made a weird sound. It's what it is. Move on.
That's the sex sound.
Oh, God. It's the broccoli sprouts, okay?
We've incorporated broccoli sprouts into our sex. Oh, Dr. Rhonda Patrick said that broccoli sprouts are really healthy for you and you should have them all the time. So we just took them into the bedroom to incorporate them into our sex life. But we're not going to tell you how. So now you get to visualize and imagine how are they incorporating broccoli sprouts into their sex life.
It's like whack-a-mole. Whose hole is it?
Oh my God. That's terrible.
It's just terrible because that opens you up to be in one of yours.
I do like the broccoli sprouts.
It's good. You haven't had any in my fruit smoothie. It's so good.
I know.
I'm sad. I didn't have kale. I was doing so good with that. I was
having were all doing great. And then winter
hit. What happened?
Winter has come.
Winter's come. Well, now I want a cookie. So you bought me two types of cookies. I sound like I'm 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't buy you two types of cookies.
Yes, you
picked out two types of cookies.
No, I was trying to go between one or the other, and I was trying to make a decision on which cookie I wanted more because they both looked really, really good. And then I had one, and I was like, oh, you know what? And I was going to put it back because I realized I really wanted the other one. And then you said, when in doubt, get them both. And I was like, okay, that'll work. And then you made brownies. So there was two types of cookies and brownies.
So we might have...
We need to cleanse. We need to cleanse.
Hence the broccoli.
Yes.
Sprouts.
Well, that doesn't really do it. I mean, I don't know. It hasn't affected me like that.
Do you know what they do for you?
When I had them before, now that was also after a horrific case of food poisoning. So there was only one way to go from that level. That was, you know, I could only go up from there. But, as far as like the nutrients and all the ways it's supposed to be a superfood to put in your body, what it helped me with is because I wasn't really able to get solids in for a while and I could drink. So I blended that up pretty good and that was staying with me and I was getting energy. So I felt like even though I should have been starving, it was like 4 or 5 days that I went without solid food. And which maybe doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but it was. So it kept me, I didn't feel like I hadn't gone that long. So I felt like my body was still getting the nutrients that I needed. I felt good. And then all of a sudden I had energy. And that's when I started doing all that yoga love stuff. So I think broccoli sprouts connected me with yoga, really. That's what it is. I was waiting for the laugh. I paused for the laugh. Where was the laugh?
Broccoli sprouts connected you with yoga?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
You have been doing a lot of yoga lately. And it
started
awesome.
With the broccoli sprouts.
Yes. And the sex.
And the sex.
With the broccoli sprouts.
Oh, wow.
You found those broccoli sprouts when I wasn't even home.
That's right. I went to the store.
I love you, baby.
I love you too.
I don't know what else to talk about.
Yeah, it's that awkwardness.
Sorry.
We're talking about broccoli sprouts. We're talking about insignificant things.
I don't think it's insignificant.
You're right. It gives you energy. Red Bull gives you wings. Like
broccoli sprouts gives you...
sex comments.
Sex comments.
Yeah.
What's the verdict?
Well, I think we've made progress, and now stay tuned to see how long this disconnect goes. I think we like separate after we come to a resolution. We're like, okay, whew, now break. And off we go.
Why do we do that?
Because we are fucking done. And we don't want to process anything else. We don't want to talk about anything else. We don't want to fight about anything else. It's like we are on an even playing field, or things are good. We feel like we've came together.
And then just a breather of saturation.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Is it a breather of saturation, or is it like...
further disconnect.
I think like, okay, you know, it's like whose ball is it when it's out? You know, right now it's like we've both got our hands on the ball and we're both doing okay. So time out now. Just time out. Go.
That you make it sound like that's a bad thing.
Well, this is the opposite of taking a time out. So let's not discuss it any further.
What would you like to do right now?
Well, I drank that smoothie. I've been sitting here, so I have to pee.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want to do right now? I honestly want to... I want to turn these off. I want to be done with this. And I want to sit next to you. And I feel like crying, so I kind of want to cry and I want to laugh, but I don't want you to try and make me feel better, because that's not it. I just want to be okay to feel emotions. And I would really like to feel you feel emotions next to me. Like, not feeling like it has to be a one or the other. Well, the other holds space. I want to feel you feel your emotions while I feel my emotions. And then whatever goes from there, that would be nice.
I like that. We're going to share the episode?
I don't have to answer that right now. And I don't have to commit to any answer I get right now. It is not live. You're not pressing play and going or uploading. It's not like as soon as we disconnect, it goes up. I want to sit and I want to process and I want to fill us. I don't feel like there was a lot of healthy that went out. I processed, like, that was very private. There was parts that were very... I don't know. But I'm not going to decide right now. And if you need me to jump faster, tough shit. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to process and I'm going to think what's good for me. Is this really going to help anybody that listens to it? Or is it just going to put somebody that was in a good mood and listen to this and it's going to tank them out? You and I feel better. If it doesn't help anybody, then why? Don't put it out there just to put bad shit out there. Maybe it helps somebody. I don't know. I really got to pee, though. So
I love you.
It's time to pee. I love you.
Thank you. Go pee. We're not going to end on go pee.
We're not going to. Okay, what?
You're okay. I just realized that that would be the end of the episode.
Yeah, go pee.
The last thing was go pee.
It's okay. That's it a good time.
Okay. Okay.
You know, maybe listeners are sitting there like, whoo, maybe there's that don't take their cell phones in the bathroom with them.
Those people do not exist.
Probably not. But what if they are? What if they're sitting there just like, oh my God, I don't want to hit pause because I know it's almost over. You said go pee. I'm trying. Let me go. Let me go.
I love you.
I love you too.
Why am I choosing to interact in anger as opposed to what I'm really feeling?
It's easier to talk about the shit when you're through it.
Now we can proceed with a happy fucking episode of the Energy is Love podcast.
It's okay. Finally, what I felt and what I meant was heard. Because I am sad and I am scared. And it's like I forget how to speak when I'm sad and scared. I forget how to breathe when I'm sad and scared.